It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, Brock Hunter.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
When are we going to talk about March Madness?
Yeah, well, obviously it kicks off today. It is the first day of the actual tournament. We've already done the first four.
Dribble, dribble, shoot, shoot.
Dribble, dribble, dunk, dunk, shoot, dunk, shoot. I don't know.
Must not be talking about the NBA, then.
No,
or the WNBA.
The WNBA, yeah.
We'll leave out the dunk part.
And a layup. All right. So the Final Four starts, or not the Final Four, sorry, the March Madness kicks off today. Tournament, there is, let's see, 60 teams. 60 teams that compete
in this. Yep, so the first games haven't even been played yet, and my bracket's already busted.
It's already busted, man.
I can tell.
I've never had a, like, super good bracket. I've won a couple that I've done, but it's been pure luck. You know, it's been super easy. Like, it was all just like, oh, I'll pick so-and-so. But most times my bracket is ruined after the first set of games.
Yeah, and you're not alone.
No, a lot of people do. Actually, I just found something. The odds of a perfect March Madness bracket. What do you think they
are? One in 900 million.
Not even close. The simple math says that the odds of a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
What? What?
1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Dude, so should we go buy a lotto ticket? Because we got better luck.
You have far better odds.
Isn't that
winning
crazy,
the lottery
though?
Than making a perfect bracket.
Like, dude, I look at this sheet of paper that I'm holding right here.
Yep.
And I filled it out. It's the full bracket, the 2019 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship bracket. And I look at all these teams. Yes, there are a lot of teams. There are a lot of teams on this sheet. But 1 in 9.2 quintillion?
That's 17 zeros, bro.
I would never have guessed that.
17 zeros, 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
And if I didn't know this, and if you were to ask me, hey, do you think, has anybody ever gotten a perfect bracket? I absolutely would have said yes.
You think so?
If I didn't know that.
If you didn't know that,
right.
Yeah. That's why Warren Buffett every year, he gives, to a perfect bracket, he'll give someone like $1 billion.
Right.
That's like what he has. Like, no, I'll give you $1 billion.
Oh. You know, the odds, man.
That's nuts,
you
dude.
Know?
That is absolutely just mind-boggling.
So, how's your bracket looking?
Yeah, dude, I haven't even finished doing mine yet. Yeah. I got to finish it up, and even now you're like, go through.
See, I think you're doing it right, though. You fill it out as it goes.
As it goes. Right. Perfect bracket.
Perfect.
Perfect bracket.
Yeah.
I do. I'm not a big basketball fan. We've talked about this before. I didn't play it a lot as a kid. You know, younger I did, but high school I didn't play it. I wasn't that good. I think I'm better now at basketball than I was in high school, just because I think my body understands it a little bit more.
Your body caught up.
But March Madness is fun. You know, it's a good time. You see a lot of underdogs. What's cool is it actually does give underdogs a chance. You think about it. You got teams like Belmont. At North Dakota State. Like, honestly, everyone has a chance
Everybody's,
to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you play well for 3 weeks, man,
yeah.
Things can happen.
So it's pretty cool. You get that, and you see some really exciting games that come down to the wire. You got big teams like Duke and Gonzaga. Like, yeah. I mean, you get good games.
You know what I love about March Madness is you can be, like, you have the day off, right? Say it's a Wednesday.
Yep.
And you're hanging out at your house. It's like noon, and your buddy calls you. It's like, hey, man. Basketball's on. Let's go to the bar, have a few beers,
yep.
Get some lunch, and watch some basketball.
Exactly.
You know, it's pretty cool.
You can justify your day drinking.
Yeah,
instead of just
right.
getting drunk on your couch, you're out watching basketball and getting drunk.
And then they usually go back to back to back, so you got a full day of nothing but basketball.
And especially if you got a team that you're rooting for. Michigan's in it. Let's see. They're playing Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 Michigan versus number 15 Montana. Who do you got?
I mean, obviously, I'm cheering for the. I got Michigan for sure. I got Michigan all the way up to the Final Four.
Do you really?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm biased.
Wow.
Because I'm a fan. I'm biased.
What if it was Michigan State in the Final Four?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, it could happen.
It could. It absolutely could
Michigan
happen.
State's got to beat Duke, though.
And Michigan's got to beat Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Marquette.
Yeah.
Florida State's not looking bad this year
Texas
either.
Texas Tech not looking
bad.
Oh,
damn, dude.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I said, you got to be on fire for 3 weeks.
I got I got North Dakota State winning the whole thing.
North Dakota State. Dude, if it happens.
It'd be amazing. Dude. I tell you what, though, and honestly, if you want to win some money, that's what throw 20 bucks on a 15 seed.
Yeah, the odds.
The odds, man. And granted, not winning it, but if they make it to the Final Four, there you go,
it's
buddy.
Like hitting 31 red.
There you go.
You know?
Clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack. Should we make a bet? Who do you have in your Final Four?
I haven't, like I said, I haven't got to it yet. I still got to finish out that. So, I mean, Final Four, you obviously got to have. I don't think Duke is going to make it to the Final Four.
No.
I don't think so. I really don't think
so. What's funny is, I say they either win it all or they'd lose early on. I don't see them losing though, man. Dude, Zion is so ridiculous.
But dude, you can't in this tournament though. One guy can definitely help, but I don't think he can carry it all the way.
You're right though, and you know what? Duke's not blowing teams out. They have, but the better teams, they're not blowing out.
No. And like you said, when Zion was out, they were not playing that good.
No, they were terrible.
But he is in the tournament, and I think mentally that definitely does something for the team. But I just don't think Duke is as rounded enough to take on some of these more rounded teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gonzaga is 30-3 for God's sakes.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So have you watched Zion at all?
I've seen clips.
So I love the guy.
Not that impressive. I can dunk like him.
Yeah, can you? On what, your Fisher-Price rim? And even that's a reach.
You son of a... That's funny.
I love everything about Zion. There's one thing that bothers me about him, though.
What's that?
Every single time he dunks the ball, he does this straight arm... puff his chest out, neck out. Oh! And he kind of hops around like this. And he does it every single time. I'm like, man, dude, find a different victory move. You know? It would be like somebody scoring a touchdown and doing the exact same touchdown dance
every single time.
Oh,
that's stupid.
You know?
Well, you shouldn't be celebrating anyways because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
you're not
you dunked the ball. Super.
Yeah.
Why is that exciting?
Well, it is if you see it.
Well, how tall is he?
I think he's like 6'6", 6'7".
No, okay. If I see a 4'9" guy dunk the ball, then he can jump around, okay? Because that's impressive. 6'9" dunking, whoop-de-doo.
Dude, he's dunking from the free throw line.
Not impressive. I don't care.
From the free throw line,
bro. Was it Sean Kemp that used to grab his junk every time he dunked? That I liked.
Actually, there's been a lot of Sean Kemp highlight videos on Facebook recently.
Really?
Because of Zion. So they're like comparing it, the dunk. Who's the dunk king? Dude, yeah. Sean Kemp.
Dude,
oh my God, dude.
That guy could dunk.
I didn't realize.
I think I had a poster of Sean Kemp with like one hand and then doing his classic grabbing his junk.
Dude, he had some crazy dunks.
Yeah, that guy could ball, man.
Damn,
that guy could ball.
And back in the day, you could dunk and stand over the guy and just stare at him. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Shaq would break backboards, for God's sake.
Another video I saw of how dominant Shaq was.
Oh, dude, beast. Good God.
See, there was an era in the NBA. I watched Michael Jordan all the way through. And then there was an era where I was like, I'm just going to stop watching the NBA. It's just not entertaining. And that was kind of the era of Shaq and Kobe. So I didn't get it all at the time. But, dude, looking at highlights and watching Shaq play, they're saying he's the most dominant athlete ever.
Shaq?
Like, as physically and, like, you know.
Dude, he was just an absolute beast. But you know, you brought up a good point. Again, I'm not a huge basketball fan, but
shattering backboards.
Growing up, we had, and I was just looking up the 92 Dream Team. I don't think you could really even put a team together now that would be as. I mean, I don't know.
Plus? Look I disagree.
At that. You think so? You think so?
Everybody disagrees with me when I say it, but I say I'm gonna put it out there. You're gonna hate me for it. Golden State 3 years ago could beat the Dream Team.
David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Clyde Drexler, Karl Malone. John Stockton was probably the least talented guy on the team, but he's still
phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So here's why
Magic
I say that.
Johnson, Charles Barkley, Chris Mullin. I mean, for God,
dude, it's stacked.
Sakes,
it's a stacked team. It's two different eras. They're obviously a lot more rough back then. You could play basketball. The refs would let you play.
Dude, Christian Laettner was on that team.
Yeah. Yeah. Laettner.
Is it Laettner? I thought it was Laettner. Laettner. Anyway, dude, that guy could ball, too.
Yeah. So, did you know this, though? The Dream Team, before they went and played in the Olympics, they scrimmaged a college team.
Yeah.
Like the best college team. to like warm up.
Yeah.
They lost.
Oh, really?
They got beat badly. Dude, here's why. Here's why. There's too many superstars. Nobody knew what to do because there's so many superstars on that team. Nobody knew, all right, who's going to shoot?
Yeah.
Who's going to take the ball this time?
Look at these heights. It's insane. 6'11", 7'1", 7'6", 6'9", 6'7".
Yeah. There's something about having a balanced team, though. Not saying the Dream Team didn't kick ass because they finally figured it out
in the
Olympics.
Of course, and they murdered.
And they murdered people.
Murdered people.
But,
good God.
But it takes a while to get to that. Yeah. Dude, the way Golden State plays together, I think they could really compete with the Dream Team.
Look at this. Dude, I'm just looking. Yeah, the point difference. Their first opponent, Angola, 116-48.
Oh, my God. That's just a... That's just it's like Globetrotters.
Even Croatia, the gold medal match, 117-85.
Jeez. You know, that's unfair.
116-48. Oh, my God. It's like they were playing toddlers. You know? But anyway, you know, I just, going back to it, like, maybe that's why I've lost interest in basketball is just because I don't see the superstars like I used to. Mm-hmm. But I know there are. Obviously, LeBron is one of the best to ever play the game.
It's insane.
Steph Curry, amazing three-point shooter, you know.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You know, you got your boy James Harden now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen him.
You were talking about him.
He's a weird player. He's a weird player.
Yeah.
He looks like he's very uninterested in being out there. It looks like he's playing in slow motion, but damn, dude, he can't miss.
I don't know. I don't think basketball is as exciting as it used to be because no one plays defense.
So I never used to watch March Madness.
Yeah.
It never really interested me. I don't know why. Maybe I just didn't get into it right off the bat.
Yeah.
This year, though, is my first year where I'm watching it religiously.
Yeah.
And I'm getting into it. I enjoy it. Starting to learn more things about different teams. Starting to realize how many college teams there actually are.
Yeah.
And it is. It's different in the NBA. It's a team sport in college. They play
defense.
They're not getting paid millions. Yep. So there's a little bit more passion into it, and you can see it. And in the NBA, sometimes everybody's so damn good.
Yeah.
It's almost just like a stalemate to me. And sometimes it's like, hey, let's just give James Harden the ball the whole time.
Yeah, just let him shoot.
And so you got like five guys on the court on each team, and four of them aren't doing anything on offense.
Yeah.
You just give the ball to James, and he's launching it from half court and making it.
I think that's what is lost in NBA. Like, that's why I just it's boring to me. It is. It's boring. It's just like run down, shoot. No one's playing defense, nothing like that. Mm-mm. So. But, yeah, I'm excited to see. Obviously, I'm going to have Wisconsin going as far as they can. I think they'll make it to the – well, they always make it to the Sweet 16.
Wisconsin's good, man. They're good.
They are good this year. They're 23-10, not as good as they could be. But they usually make it to the Sweet 16. They do all right. Mm-hmm. But I don't see them making it to the Final Four this year. I think there's just better teams, and I don't know.
So if you're still filling out a bracket, every single sports analyst says this year's bracket seems to be what it is.
Yeah.
So, which means the top seeds are probably going to be in the finals.
Yeah, the top seeds.
Because every year something weird happens.
Someone gets knocked out, and that could happen this year. Yeah. You know?
And it could happen. Like I said, all the analysts are saying no, though. They're like, what you think's going to happen is probably going to happen.
Well, I can't wait. So if I beat you, you owe me $1,000. If you beat me, you don't owe.
So my final, I'll just put my final four out there. Shut up. Duke, Michigan. Tennessee and North Carolina. I have Duke and North Carolina in the championship game.
I don't.
And I have Duke winning.
Okay. Wow. You got Duke going all the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you got basically LeBron James on your team.
But that's all you have, though.
That's all you got.
That's all you got.
And dude, it's been proven, though. It's enough.
Unless he shows up and just dominates like crazy. So we'll see. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this podcast. Good luck on your brackets. Hopefully, Becky from accounting doesn't win the office pool.
She will.
She will. Oh, my God, I won.
Yeah,
I totally forgot I filled that out. Is that still going on?
What was it? March Sadness?
March Sadness? That doesn't sound fun. just good luck. Have fun and go watch some games. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. Also, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time. March Madness, yeah.
March Madness, yeah.